You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Great show planned for you today. Rob Regish is off the air today. He had some other things to do, and actually it kind of worked in favor of what we wanted to do anyway, because as you know, tomorrow I'm out of the studio through the rest of the week at the Ancestral Health Symposium, and hope to meet a lot of superhumans there as well. So we're going to pick up part five of the building muscle mass, the dinosaur way, adding 20 pounds of muscle in 6 months. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Diana Reeves of GMO Free USA to talk about how the Kellogg's company may actually be the link to finally getting GMO foods labeled in the United States. You're not going to want to miss that, I promise you. But first, we're joined by Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Fantastic. And we want to start off, we've allotted an hour and a half for this this interview today, because we continue to get more questions about the previous shows, and these are valid questions, they're important questions, we need to answer them before we move on, and we're going to do that, and then we're going to cover nutrition, which is really the linchpin behind you adding the muscle mass that you want to add, no matter what age you are. And we're going to get into that. And then also to let you in on something else, look forward in the very, very near future to advanced techniques to adding to this. So once you get through your 5x5 program, as Brooks details it, for the period of time that it is advised, what do you do then if you want to kind of tweak it and take it up a notch? We're going to do that show as well. So let's get started. First of all, I think we have some good questions here, Brooks. And let's start out with this one here.
Okay.
This one comes from Francesco Verano. He says, I have an injury from skating that doesn't allow me to do heavy weights for biceps, but have been doing the 5x5 that Brooks has recommended. I get to bicep curls and don't know what to do. It's the negative portion that I can't do well. I fooled around with drag curls because the motion doesn't hurt as much. Does Brooks think this is a good builder for biceps, or should I switch to dumbbells, which seems not to hurt as much? What is a drag curl? Is that the one that I do, the one that Gironda talks about, keeping the bar right up against your body and curling it that way?
I'm assuming that that's what he's referring to.
Okay.
I was going to say, this sounds like a Vince Gironda kind of curl.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a great bicep stressor without putting stress on the heads of the front heads of the shoulders and also on the elbows. So what do you think about that movement, Brooks?
Well, I think here's what I think about that movement in the context of the question. The question is, I've got an injury and I can't do a conventional or a standard bicep curl, but I can do a drag curl. And dumbbell curls don't hurt. So is that what I should do, or should I gut it through and force myself to be able to do conventional bicep curls, or is there something else I should do? And it's interesting that we're starting here, because that's exactly where we ended last week.
Right.
In the previous interview, because we were talking about workarounds. And this is a classic question about a workaround. If I can't do standard bicep curls, because they hurt because of a previous injury, can I do body drag curls or Gironda-style drag curls? Yeah, of course. Can I do dumbbell curls? Absolutely. Can I do hammer curls? You bet.
In fact, you should be alternating, in my humble opinion, hammer curls with traditional palm-up curls, because they activate different muscle groups.
Absolutely. And remember, you're on a mass building program, and so your entire body, including your arms, is primed for muscle growth. So it's not going to take a whole lot of direct arm work to, you know, to put a little bit of beef on the upper arms. So any of the variations that we've talked about are fine. Related point, what about an easy curl bar versus a straight bar? And the answer is, if one works okay for you but the other doesn't, stick to the one that works. And there's absolutely no sense in the world doing an exercise that causes joint pain. If you're doing something that causes joint pain, you need to do a workaround. It's that simple. And you shouldn't be shy about it at all. John Grimmick, there is a report of John Grimmick when he was backstage warming up, mind you, for the Mr. Universe contest, okay, in 1948, which he won in London, England. So Grimmick is back there warming up before he goes on stage to pose, and he's doing strict barbell curls with an Olympic barbell loaded to a total weight of 185 or 190 pounds as a warm-up, okay? Super, super strong, powerful man. He ends up hurting his biceps later on. He was trying to set a world record in the one-arm dumbbell swing. He was trying to work up to 250 pounds. Mm. Hurt his arm. And after that, he was not able to do curls. So what did he do? His workaround was a supinated, in other words, a curl grip, close grip, pull down to the chest that he used as his primary bicep exercise, and he used that as his primary bicep exercise for the rest of his life.
And still had great biceps.
You know, so the point is, everybody needs to think about workarounds at one point or another in their career.
It's about activating the muscle. Let's not lose sight of this, okay? Sure, the big lifts are the most popular for activating these muscles across a wide variety of individuals, but there's always going to be people who can't do some of these. Case in point, Tiny Meeker has a 1,000-pound bench press. He can't squat. He has bad shoulders, and he can't hold the bar. He can't back squat. Mm-hmm. Okay, he can front squat and he can leg press, and that's what he does for leg development. So it's about activating the muscles. It's not about proving that you can do this movement. That's not what this is about. This is about adding muscle to your carcass. It's not about a competition for who can perform this particular exercise.
Yeah, good question and good points.
And the next question leads right from that. And we've gotten this question from more than one person, but I happen to have this email in front of me because it was easy for me to grab off the computer this morning. Rob Robertson says, can a machine or pulley be used as a workaround for an injured body part using the 5x5 training method? Example, using a hammer strength shoulder press, if that is the best answer for that particular problem. And I think that I can guess what Brooks is going to say. Absolutely not. No, I'm looking.
No, you know, once again, we're talking about workarounds, and, you know, this is an area where people get confused. And to the degree that I've contributed to that confusion, let me try to clarify things. I strongly believe that free weights, barbells and dumbbells, are superior to machines, all other things being equal. But one of those all other things being equal is if you're not able to do a barbell press, can't do dumbbell press, can't do press behind neck, which I would suggest probably you don't want
not
to even
doing
try.
Anyway, right?
Yeah, don't do that anyway. You know, we've talked about that. That's a shoulder wrecker, not a shoulder builder. Okay, if you can't do those because they cause severe joint pain, but there's a machine exercise such as, for example, one of the hammer strength pressing machines. You know, if that's what you need to use to train a particular body part, then do it. And you know, don't worry about, well, it's a machine and Brooks doesn't like machines. Well, Brooks prefers barbells and dumbbells. But Brooks likes machines if machines are the only alternative to training.
Bingo. It's okay to be a purist until it gets in the way of progress. And that's really the takeaway here. Because Brooks has had to change the way he trains over the years because of injuries. And maybe there were, and that's the thing about Brooks Kubik that people need to understand. Brooks is not one of these people who staunchly opposes something because it's what he opposed early on. And he has no room for modification. There has to be room for modification here. If you have an injury or all you have available to you is a machine, and that is the best suited way for you to make progress, then you must make progress. Ultimately, that is the goal. It's not to abandon progress and say, well, if I can't do it this way, then damn it, I'm not doing it at all.
Well, that's an excellent point. And, you know, I've been writing and teaching about physical culture for well over 20 years now. I think it's more like close to 25.
Wow.
It's been a long time. And I really do train. And as you go through life, your training progresses and changes, and you make modifications, and you experiment with different things, and you learn different things. And I'm very candid in my writing about saying, at one point in my career, I did this. At another point, I did this. Now, I do this. And from the benefit, and I can give you the benefit of having tried all those different things, and based on my own experience, I can say, this works best, this works well, this doesn't work very well. You know? I've done a lot of exercises that worked great at one point in time, don't work great now.
Right.
And that's just a function of being, you know, 56 as opposed to 40 or 30 or 15.
Well, let's end this segment with this particular example. I am sure there was a point in time in your training career where you thought that the Nautilus pullover machine was pretty darn good up until the moment that it wasn't darn good for you any longer. But there was probably lots of guys out there who continued to use it thereafter. So again, you have to make progress, and you have to do whatever you have to do to make progress. These are all acceptable workarounds if you are sticking to the core tenets of the 5x5 training protocol, which really is you're going to do this 5 sets of 5 reps until you become so acclimated to it that you can activate so much power and push so much weight in those 5 reps that each one of them is executed perfectly as you progress in your weight. And this is where the magic is of this program. Am I off base here, Brooks?
Nope, you're right on the money.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We have more questions that we'll get to, and then we're going to cover nutrition. And this is an easy topic for Brooks because this is something he lives when we talk about nutrition. Brooks is one of the few physical culturists that you will find that's actually a foodie as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Prepare to get bigger and stronger. Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, this is a really great question, too. I have a couple angles on this one here.
Okay.
And this one comes from Richard Covini. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He says, loving the series. My question is it a problem if the workout is taking over an hour? I have often read advice to keep your workouts to less than an hour and even 45 minutes. And you know what? And that's even speculative, by the way. I do a complete body workout, and now the weights are getting heavy. I'm struggling to get that last rep out, and I feel like I need 7 or 8 minutes to rest, particularly after squatting, in order to be able to do the 5 reps again. Thanks in advance. P.S. I completely agree with your comments on having a break-in period. I started this about 2 months ago, and at first, the workout was not particularly demanding. But as the weeks went by, I was improving my technique, and now I really feel as though I'm able to train with a much higher intensity than I was ever before. And this is exactly what happens when you stick to this template. You will start to get so strong that the questions in the beginning of like, wow, is this really going to work? Will just go away. That question will go away. What do you think about the time? Now keep in mind, he says he does a complete body workout. So my first question to you is, should you be doing the 5x5 as a complete body workout? My guess is not.
Other than a beginner, it's very, very difficult to do 5x5, including squatting and deadlifting 3 times a week as a total body workout.
I mean, I gotta believe that something is, so in other words, if you start the workout out with squats, your squats are gonna get all your energy and everything after that is gonna get less energy and not be as effective in growing. And this is why I think you should focus on a body part a day. The problem is that many of us are neurotic, and we feel like if we're not exhausted after the workout, that we haven't done enough. And this leads to, this kind of feeds to a question that was asked before about, you know, should I add some things in to make the workout harder, some other movements? I think you go in and you just do the body part you're supposed to do for that day and be done with it.
Well, that's... That is something I would agree with in part and resist in part.
Okay.
And where I resist is the focus on the body part. What we're doing is we're focusing on building strength in certain compound movements that involve a number of different muscle groups. And so we're getting away from body part training and we're building strength in basic areas. We're building squatting strength, deadlifting strength, pressing or pushing strength, upper body pulling strength, and that's what we're really focusing on. And when you're trying to put muscle mass on, you're focusing on primarily as far as muscle groups or body parts, you're focusing on building superhuman levels of strength and power into the thighs, the hips, the back, and that's the entire back, lower back, middle back, lats, traps, and the shoulder girdle. That's what you're really focusing on. So keeping in mind that's the focus, what I much prefer, rather than a total body workout, once you're past the beginner stage or, you know, once you've tried the 5x5 and you're understanding the system and you know how it works and you're starting to put some significant weight on the bar. At that point, you break things up so that you squat one day, you deadlift another day. And you do that because putting those two movements in one workout is really hammering your back, your lower back, way more than you want. It's very difficult to do, number one, to do justice to squats and deadlifts on the same day. Number two, unless you're handling very light weights, which is not what you're doing on a 5x5 program, you're gonna do so much, you're gonna put so much stress on the lower back that you're just not gonna bounce back. And gradually your strength will start to diminish rather than increase, and basically you're setting up an injury. You're gonna be too stiff and sore to perform your squats in good form, for example. And that's when an injury happens. So, what I would like to see is squats one day, deadlifts another day, and your pushing and pulling movements for the upper body can be divided so that you do squats and one upper body movement or squats and two upper body movements. Deadlift, you can do presses first and then deadlifts, or you can do presses and then an upper body pulling movement and then your deadlifts. You can have one day a week where you do an upper body pushing movement, upper body pulling movement. But the point is you divide your five or six exercises up over three different workouts. Workout A, workout B, workout C. And if you go back to the workouts that we outlined earlier, that's the divided workout system that I was talking about. So by doing the, you know, the reader says, Richard says, I do a complete total body workout, you're probably past that. And now is the time to do the divided workout schedule. But the divided workout schedule is not an invitation to do lots and lots of different exercises and lots of sets. It is still an abbreviated program. You're still focusing on strength training. What you're doing is you're taking your total body workout and you're dividing it into workout A, workout B, or workout A, workout B, workout C. And the reason that you use the divided workout program is that allows for maximum recuperation. And recovery and recuperation is critical if you're trying to put on muscle mass. You know, think about what you would be doing if you were trying to lose a lot of weight. You'd basically be overtraining. You'd be doing a lot of endurance training. You'd be doing high reps. And that's why, for example, marathon runners weigh 110 or 120 pounds. And people who do far less training, power lifters, you know, might weigh three times as much, with most of it muscle. You know, the too much training does not build, it reduces. So you don't want to be doing too much, you want to be doing just the right amount. Now on the question about 45 minutes to an hour, if you're doing a divided workout schedule, you ought to be able to finish things up in 45 to 60 minutes, probably an hour and 15 minutes max. And if you are training more than that on the workouts that I'm outlining, then you're probably resting too much and or you're walking around talking in between work sets. And we've talked about that. If you're not focusing on the next set, you're not doing this right. When you focus on the next set, a rest of 3 to 5 minutes is probably as much as you need, even for those heavy squats and deadlifts. The other thing that I would suggest to Richard is that if Richard is doing 3 working sets, it may be time for him to drop to 2 working sets or drop to 1 working set. And, you know, if you're doing 5 times 5 and you're working up to 1 work set, 1 top set for that particular training day, you know, then you can go faster because you can go faster on those building up sets. Probably 2 to 3 minutes, you know, as you're working up is enough.
Well, especially since you're hitting each of these you're doing these movements 3 times a week. So you almost have to back off a little bit on each session, don't you?
Well, you're talking about if Richard is doing 3 total body workouts
a
week?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's what he's probably doing. He is probably overtraining. And as a result of the overtraining, he needs more rest in between those sets. He's never fresh.
Right.
You know, if Richard were to switch to the divided workout program that we've outlined, he would see an immediate gain in strength.
Yes, because each day you'd come in fresh and just focus on the movements that are building and developing strength in that area. And so you wouldn't have to be sharing, so to speak, with other movements. I mean, you know, it just makes perfect sense personally. And guess what? You'd probably be out of the gym in under 45 minutes. So it solves all the problems.
Yeah. And just to give readers a sense of how effective this can be. When I was in my late 20s, I was training on a 3-time-a-week total body workout that took about an hour. I did 5 sets of 5, and I did 9 different exercises, if you can believe that. Squats, calf raises, bench press, pull-downs or rowing, press behind neck, which, you know, as I've said, I wouldn't do anymore, curls, close grip bench press or decline tricep extension, and deadlift, and that's either 8 or 9 exercises, and sometimes I do abs to finish off. So it was basically about 9 different movements, 40, 45 sets. And my body weight at the time was 180 pounds, and no matter what I did, I could not budge. I could not get above 180 pounds. Switched to the divided workout program, and the reason that I did it was because I was very busy at work, and I just didn't have the time or the energy for those 3 full-body workouts every week. And the next thing you knew, I started to get stronger, and then I started to get bigger, and my weight went up to 185, 188, 190, 195, 198, 210, and eventually topped out around 225. So it works.
Okay. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a couple of questions from Richard Patterson, a few more questions that are a result of previous shows, and then we're going to get right into the nutritional side of all this. In the meantime, go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today to learn more about all of the great things that Brooks can offer you to help you get stronger and be better in the gym. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. So here's some questions, and then we have some comments, and then we're going to get on to the discussion of nutrition, because fueling these workouts and muscle growth is critical. You cannot do this with the entire equation. So, okay, this one comes from Richard Patterson, one of them that he posted on superhumanradio.com after the part two episode. He said, I'd be curious to hear Brooks's thoughts about reducing soreness and increasing recovery. Performed correctly, these are intensely damaging, fast workouts. I've been doing a one-time-a-week 5x5 deadlift routine combined with some sprinting and pull-ups on other days, and at only 32 years old, I'm often sore and or tight in the hips. What do you think about this, Brooks?
Well, I think that we're probably, in Richard's case, if he's that sore and he's tight in the hips, number one, he needs to look at his form and technique for his deadlifts. That could be part of what's going on. Number two, the combination of deadlifting and sprinting is really, really tough.
Well, but he's not doing them on the same day, obviously. But you're saying even though he's doing them on different days, it's still very tough.
It's really tough. And I'm not a big fan of sprinting or hill sprinting. I was reading this morning. It's funny that we'd have this question. I was reading the Weightlifting Encyclopedia by Art Dreschler at breakfast, and there was a section about jumping and sprinting for Olympic weightlifters. And he was talking about this, and he said that he was not really a big fan, and one of the reasons is the injuries that a lot of Olympic weightlifters who do plyometric depth jumps or jumping up onto a platform or high bench or something, or sprinting to assist their Olympic weightlifting, a lot of them have injuries. And he says, well, you know, Olympic weightlifting is a tough sport anyway. You know, why in the world do you want to stress your knees, your hips, your ankles, your feet, your lower back, with an exercise that you don't really need to do. And, you know, if you're a sprinter, you know, obviously you sprint. If you're a weightlifter, you may want to consider whether or not that's an appropriate exercise. And if it's not, then why not do deadlifts one day a week and on another training day do squats or front squats, which you may find are a much easier exercise on your joints. Not an easier exercise. I mean, squats and front squats are extremely difficult exercises, but easier on your joints. There's obviously, you know, if we're doing one weight training workout a week and it's deadlifts on the 5x5 system and we're experiencing extreme soreness in the hips, there's a problem. And the problem is probably the sprinting. And if the answer is, but I love sprinting, I've got to do sprinting, okay, then you have to turn to, let's look at your form, let's look at the gait, let's look at the motion, let's look at the movement, let's look at the shoes, let's look at the warm-up. Let's look at simple things like, how many sprints are you doing? How far are you sprinting? You know, maybe it's a simple matter of reducing the volume of the sprint training. But somehow something is in play here that shouldn't be in play. Because if you're taking two workouts a week, one weight training workout and one sprinting and pull-up workout, there shouldn't be that hip problem. So there's something here. Richard needs to sit down and carefully analyze what he's doing. It may be don't go as heavy on the deadlifts. It may be do trap bar deadlifts instead of straight bar deadlifts. But my thought is it may be take a look at that sprint training and make some modifications to the sprint training.
Okay. Let's to speak to that. We have a comment from Richard. He signed it Aloha, so I'm assuming he's in Hawaii.
Okay.
And this is really kind of indirectly, Richard Farrowell. He says, hey, Brooke, some good advice that you gave in your pause email. Here's something you might want to pass on to the audience. I'm 57 and recently got back into deep squats. I had been doing heavy partials for some time, on and off, and thought I could never do full squats anymore. So I started with, believe it or not, just the bar. 45 pounds and worked on from there. I had to wrap my knees, of course, but was able to get all the way down. I would pause for a second at the bottom so to be sure that I was in good form. I would check to see if both legs were symmetrical, both knees at the same low position, back straight, and so forth. Now, think about this. This guy is just squatting the bar, but he's focusing on form. Okay, and this is a critical discussion. It speaks to what you just said about, well, check your form on your deadlift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did a 5x5 with this little bit of weight, so there was no need to warm up. The interesting thing is I had more difficulty with just body weight squats than doing the bar by itself. Must be the way the body sets itself up when you place the bar in position. I very slowly added weight, like 5 pounds a workout, and did this 3 times a week. Made slow but steady progress without hurting. Got all the way up to 135 pounds, but got sick and had to take off. And looking forward to getting back in the gym again. Just wanted to pass this on to the other old guys out there that could use this information about form. Oh, and by the way, it felt great. So he wasn't in pain doing these either. And this speaks to form. So maybe occasionally, like, you know how you go in and get a checkup? You go in and get a setup. You go in and get an adjustment on your spine by a chiropractor. Maybe occasionally you should go down in weight to something that you know is even below your warm-up weight and just focus on execution and nothing else. What do you think about that, Brooks?
Well, completely agree. And I'm going to go even further than that and suggest that a very high percentage of listeners, particularly if they've not trained heavy on squats, deadlifts, presses, some of the other exercises that we've been talking about, they really need to start very light and build up slowly, progressively, and conservatively, as Richard did. Now, Richard, I know Richard because he's on my email list. He's read Dinosaur Training and some of my other books, and he is a very, very strong man and a huge proponent of extremely heavy partial movements. You know, he can leg press an enormous amount of weight in a short range of motion. Deadlift, very, very heavy weight in the power rack, short range of motion. And he really, really has been having good success with that, good luck, and he really likes it. And it's very interesting that he went from the super heavy partials at age 57. At age 57, he drops back down to a full range squat, and he has sense enough to do what most people would never dream of, and that is to relearn the movement starting with the empty bar.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just remarkable.
Well, let me tell you what it takes.
Go ahead.
It takes a departure from ego, complete departure from ego, because, right, he's in there lifting heavy weights, even if he's doing partials. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I've learned a technique that I've adopted on the days that I squat is wear the weight. After my last rep, I don't re-rack the weight quickly. I wait until my heartbeat stabilizes, and I wear the weight. And I've found that this exercise in and of itself has made my back thicker, because I can feel the next day after training legs, the middle of my back is sore. That's from wearing the weight. So make no bones about it. Those out there who say, partials are ridiculous. Look, wearing the weight in and of itself, loading the spine, has a value. It may not have the value to you as an Olympic lifter, but it has a value to the human condition. And with that being said, he's used to going into the gym and using heavy weight. He had to depart from that, leave his ego at home and say, you know what? I'm going to go back and do some remedial work. The people at the gym are going to look at me and go, oh, look at that guy squatting 135 pounds. But he's going ass to ground with it. He wasn't doing that before. He should be applauded for that.
He was squatting 45 pounds.
Oh, I mean, yes.
The bar.
Yes, yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm corrected. You're right. So it takes a departure of ego to do that, and it's a very, very important exercise. Okay, we have more questions and comments, and the next ones are actually going to lead us into the nutritional protocol that we're going to discuss. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. This is Building Muscle Mass, the Dinosaur Way, Part 5. And, of course, adding 20 pounds of muscle to your body requires not only hard work, but a dedicated protocol of nutrition. If you can't fuel your workouts and you can't fuel the muscle growth, you're not going to see any results at all from this. In the meantime, don't forget to visit every day Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. You'll find lots of great stuff there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Could Altria supplement be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells and seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. Jim DeSantis, who's also supplied other questions for the series, posted on the Superhuman Radio website, "I'm really enjoying this series. Thanks a lot, guys. Looking forward to the nutrition portion because I think I'm really lacking in this area. I'm always wondering, how much should I eat? How much protein? Is sugar bad? Etc." And then Richard Patterson posted to that, "I agree with Jim. Does Brooks avoid alcohol? And is it hard for him to do so? Do I interpret his emails correctly in concluding that he avoids whey protein? What does he eat when he has little time to prepare food?" So let's start with this. I'm going to shoot these at you. And then we're going to get into the nutritional protocol itself.
Okay.
Do you avoid alcohol?
No, I have red wine with dinner.
Okay. One glass, a bottle, a half a bottle?
One or two glasses.
Okay. Do you avoid sugar?
Yes.
Even, but the exception to that would be naturally occurring sugar in fruits, I would imagine.
I eat very little fruit. I eat very, very little sugar in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Virtually nothing sweet.
Do you avoid whey protein?
I don't avoid it. I never used it and have no reason to use it. And I think we'll get into the reasons why there's no reason to, in my case, with some other questions.
Okay. Do you frown upon its use then?
Do I frown upon its use? If somebody wants to use whey protein or any other protein, I don't care. As long as they do a couple of things first. Number one, they focus on training and they make sure they focus on the right kind of training. Number two, they focus on nutrition, and by that I mean the right kind of serious nutrition that we'll be talking about.
Right.
And number three, they don't look at a particular protein powder or supplement or anything else as a magic bullet,
mm-hmm.
but rather the term that I grew up hearing and that I insist on using is the term supplement.
Which is what it's called, right? But we forget what supplement
That's
means.
That's the term. People think, you know, this is my food. This is what I live on. This is the answer. And it's like, no, it is, by definition, a supplement. So, you know, supplements are one thing. Thinking that a particular food item is a magic bullet is another. And thinking that you don't have to do squats or deadlifts or any of those other hard, heavy exercises because you can just take more of fill in the blank, you know, that's magic thinking, and I don't believe in magic thinking.
Right. Okay, so let's start embarking on the nutritional journey now.
Okay.
I'm going to ask this first before we discuss protocols. How do you eat? Give me a snapshot of a day when you are training or have trained and how you eat. Because this will also answer Richard Patterson's question about what do you do when you're in a hurry for a meal.
It will. And if anybody was paying attention right before a commercial break, a couple of commercial breaks ago, you described me as a foodie.
A purist and a foodie, yes.
Purist and a foodie, which I'm sure some ears perked up when they heard that.
Yeah, you have a very eclectic, very advanced palate. You enjoy food combinations. You're a devout agrarian. You grow much of your own food. You painstakingly adhere to a more ancestral style of eating, but you do it instinctively, intuitively. You were doing this way before it became cool.
That's true, and the other thing which is fascinating, I think it's fascinating, is that a lot of people would look at my daily diet and they would think this is a very restrictive diet. Oh my God, I could never do this. But it actually is a very delicious, very nutritious, dare I say it, gourmet way of eating. Without even being intentional. And the reason that I say that is that the way Trudy and I prepare our meals, the way we plan for meals, where we go to get our food, the kind of food that we get, is exactly what the top chefs in Louisville are doing. And the meals that we prepare and serve and eat at our breakfast, lunch, or dinner table every day, those meals are essentially the same as gourmet meals at the top restaurants in town. And, you know, people not in Louisville don't know, but Louisville actually has a number of outstanding restaurants. I mean, literally world-class restaurants.
Would you plug one? I'm just curious. What do you like?
Proof. At 21C.
Proof on Main Street, okay, go ahead.
Which people don't know, but the owners also own a buffalo farm, and they raise their own buffalo.
Right.
And they serve fresh bison, and they also sell it, and so we have all the top restaurants in town serve bison.
And they're one of the few restaurants, of a handful of restaurants, that have a grass-fed, grass-finished New York strip steak on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have grass-fed, grass-fed beef is available at virtually all the top restaurants in town. Harvest, which ties into Field Day Farm, and Field Day Farm is a Louisville legend, as far as locally grown, produce. And they're at all the farmers markets and very active in the community. We have a very, very active gardening community.
Valare, Josh, who mm-hmm. just came back from the James Beard House in New York and cooked a special dinner there. And I attended the Valare cook here, meal here, where mm-hmm. he duplicated that meal. People don't know this, but Josh, who is the chef at Valare and I believe a part owner, has his own farm. He grows his own vegetable. He raises his own animals. And you talk about farm to table. They may as well just push the table right next to the farmer. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And that's where I was going to. I was also going to note that rye is one of our favorites. Lilies is one of our favorites.
Yep.
And all of these, when I go to the farmer's market, I see the chefs there, the Mayan Cafe. I was arm wrestling with the chef from the Mayan Cafe over a beef tenderloin.
Wow.
Two Saturdays ago. It was, you know, they had two. He ended up with one and I ended up with the other. And this is grass-fed beef. The point is, we have this great tradition in Louisville that, you know, these great restaurants, and the chefs are doing it with food that they grow themselves in gardens, in farms, food that they get from farmers markets that, you know, they go and they get it fresh that morning or that afternoon, they serve it, and they insist on that, and they end up with these wonderful, delicious, incredibly nutritious meals, all from local producers. I mean, you know, if you want to go on the 100-mile diet, Vancouver's a real good place to do it. Seattle's a real good place to do it. San Francisco's a real good place to do it. I'll tell you what, Louisville is maybe the best place to do it. And what Trudy and I do, and what we've been doing, without really trying to be foodies or being gourmets or you know, anything like that, actually turns out to be pretty much what the top chefs in town are doing.
Right.
And
do you ever fail to plan a meal where you're on the go? Because I know that you are a practicing litigator as well. Do you ever have to turn to a fast meal? And if so, what do you use?
Well, if I'm traveling, if I'm out of the office, if I'm on the road, and I have to eat something, number one, I stay away from fast food. I go somewhere where I can get a steak or ground beef or roast beef, some kind of meat, salmon, salad, and I pretty much stick to that. But otherwise, I'm going to be eating lunch after the show, counting the minutes because I'm pretty hungry. But, I brought my lunch. I bring my lunch to work every day. As far as the planning, every day we plan what we're going to have the next day, and, we prepare a real breakfast, we prepare a real lunch, and if I'm at work, I pack it with me, and we prepare a real dinner.
And so do you eat three times a day as a rule?
Yes.
Okay, and that's great. Do you eat at the same time every day as a rule?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take our break, and when we come back, we're going to start getting into this nutritional protocol. And this will be the key to your success. You're listening to Brooks Cubic. This is part 5 of Building Muscle Mass the Dinosaur Way. Adding 20 pounds of muscle to your body in 6 months without drugs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's a passion.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Now I'm lost, and I'm screaming for help.
Stay with us through the 1:30 point when we're joined by Diana Reeves of GMO Free USA. There is a real opportunity for those of us who want to force the hand of manufacturers to label genetically modified foods, to leverage a movement that is occurring right now with the Kellogg's company. And it won't take a lot of effort. You don't have to write your congressman. You don't have to do anything. You just have to vote with your dollars at the store for the next month or so. And we could actually win a battle without having to fight. So stay tuned for that. Okay, we're talking with Brooks Kubik. So Brooks, let's go back real quick and answer the question, how do you eat in a day where you train? Give me a snapshot of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now we know you eat 3 meals. Go ahead.
Okay. And this is how I eat any day because it doesn't vary from training day to another day. So breakfast is 5 eggs, and they're either scrambled or served in an omelet. I like omelets. Trudy likes scrambled. So, you know, sometimes we have to arm wrestle about that. Occasionally I'll have fried eggs, but I prefer scrambled or omelets. Usually include in the omelets fresh vegetables from the garden, and it's literally, you know, go out and cut whatever is in season and available and ready to cut. So, you know, lettuce, spinach, salad greens, mustard greens, arugula, kale, Swiss chard, anything that we have. We grow herbs. Herbs have all kinds of health benefits, phytochemicals, nutrients, a lot of herbs, parsley, just you know, basil, all kinds of good stuff. And we just go out and grab anything and toss it in. Sometimes we'll include you know, cooked squash, sometimes some potatoes. We grow our own potatoes, like blue potatoes and purple potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we cook those, chop them up, throw them in. It, you know, it can be stir-fry vegetables, you know, whatever. But we put them together. Usually serve that with some more veggies on the side. That'll be sliced tomatoes, sliced cucumber, you know, whatever's in season, whatever looks good, whatever feels good. We just do that. No bread. We don't eat bread. No grains. We eat very, very little in the way of grains. Sometimes we'll have some rice, usually brown rice, possibly left over from the night before. We might work that into the omelet, but, you know, it's really whatever we have. Almost always include bacon with that, and the bacon is local, from a local farmer that raises his own hogs, and they're free pastured, and it's pretty healthy. The eggs, I should say, come from the farmer's market, and they come from a local grower. I've sourced different eggs around town, and you know, these are the ones that I like. They're from chickens that get to go walk around outside
and be chickens.
Be chickens.
Right.
And when they can be chickens, then they lay eggs that are real eggs, and the difference is night and day. So, you know, when I say I have five eggs for breakfast, remember it's five of those incredibly nutritious local eggs from happy chickens.
Do you pay attention to macronutrient ratios? Do you pay attention to how much protein, how much carbohydrates, how much fat you're getting each day?
Not really. What I want to do is go for 40 to 50 grams of protein at breakfast. And at lunch, I go for 50 to 75 grams of protein, and usually around 75 grams of protein at dinner. So add that up, that's 75, 75, and 40 is 190. You know, so I'm 180 to 200 grams of protein a day. That's at a current body weight of about 215, 216. And that's as much protein as I need. Now, that goes back to your earlier question, do I take a protein supplement? Answer, no, because with that much high-quality protein, there's no need to supplement it. I couldn't use any more. I don't have any hunger for any more. Don't feel there's any need for any more. The fat grams, I don't count. I don't worry about fat at all, as long as it's coming from the right kind of sources. And, you know, with all the grass-fed beef and the free-range chickens and the eggs from the free-range chickens, you know, I'm getting high-quality fats, and that's fine. That's not a problem at all. In fact, it's a good thing. I watch the carb grams, and I don't really count carb grams consciously. I just, because the diet is largely meat, eggs, and vegetables with virtually no refined foods and virtually no grains, no dairy products other than butter on occasion, sometimes cheese on occasion, but infrequently. I don't have to worry about the carbs at all. So it's a low-carb diet, but not by design. It's more the fact that if you are sticking to what's basically a paleo or an ancestral
right.
diet,
it's hard to eat high calories and carbs if you're eating a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, if you're loading up on the protein, and it's coming from natural sources with healthy fats, then you know you're not going to need. It's not like you're going to be hungry. You know, I'm rarely hungry. I mean, you know, right now I was joking earlier about, you know, wanting lunch, but I mean, I ate breakfast a long time ago, but it was a big breakfast. And, you know, it's 1:10 right now, and I would normally eat around 12:30 or so. I don't feel hungry at all.
Okay. All right. And then I have a different approach. Okay. So good. So your dinner is basically animal protein, vegetables. Your lunch is the same thing, animal protein, vegetables, and you're shooting for 75 grams of protein in each of those meals, and the exception to the rule is breakfast when you're shooting for more of a 50 grams of protein in that meal. But really the model is pretty much the same.
Yeah, right? And basically it ends up being almost 1 gram of protein for every pound of body weight. Not quite, but almost.
Yeah.
And one thing that I found is I do better on 180 to 200 grams of protein a day than I do on 150 grams of protein a day. Not huge difference, not life-shattering, life-changing, end-of-the-world stuff, but, you know, a noticeable difference in my strength and my energy levels, primarily not being hungry between meals. And that difference, the difference between 150 and 180, you know, if you do the math, it's not a big difference. But an increase in protein along the lines of 10, 15, 20%, you know, I think makes a big difference. And I would suggest that if people are having trouble with energy for workouts or having trouble for recovery, they're stiff, they're sore, they're you know, they're feeling beat up all the time, you might want to try knocking that protein up a bit.
Yeah. All right. We have to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you my spin on this. And actually, so interestingly enough, Brooks and I didn't prepare anything for this today. We were just going to lay out what works for us and let people find what works for them. But interestingly enough, I am not a huge believer that you have to eat 6 to 8 meals a day in order to build muscle and stay lean. I'm going to explain that when I come back. All right, you're listening to the Building Muscle Mass, The Dinosaur Way, Part 5. And we're going to get deeper into nutrition when we come back. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. She likes the boys in the band.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby.
Welcome back. Okay. I'm going to try to do this as quickly as possible so that Brooks can weigh back in on it as well. Okay, I also agree that you don't have to eat 5 times a day like a bodybuilder does. Not saying that that doesn't work. I'm just saying that it may not be necessary. And in fact, if we've learned anything about the timing or the protein pulse response, we know that having continuously high levels of amino acids in the bloodstream may actually diminish the anabolic response of a protein meal. We also know from the ancestral model and the evolutionary model that we've talked about with brilliant minds like Dr. Milind Watfi, author of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes, a Darwinian look at obesity and diabetes, that the body likes to eat when it knows it needs to eat, and it does things with that food that vary as opposed. And here's a perfect example and why I'm going to give this detailed approach. We know that if we take two groups of rats and feed them both an isocaloric diet, let's just say for the lack of, rats don't eat 1,000 calories, but let's just say 1,000 calories, right? And we give the rats 1,000 calories and we give it to them every day at the same time, 6 a.m., 12 noon, 5 p.m. And we give the other rats 1,000 calories, but we do it in a way that they eat when they're hungry. We find out that the same 1,000 calories to those who eat with a regimented timing puts on more body fat. This has been proven. So think about this. The industrialization of this nation is part of the obesogenic model. Oh, you eat breakfast, you go to lunch at noon, you eat dinner at 5. You're not eating because you're hungry. You happen to be hungry because you're getting ready to eat. The body knows the difference. Okay, so here's my suggestion. A very sensible template is 40%, 40%, 30% protein, carbohydrates, and fats. You should be choosing healthy proteins, lean meats, chicken, fish, and if possible and realistic for you, your budget and access, naturally raised animals, grass-fed, grass-finished beef. But if you can't do that, take the store-bought stuff and just focus on taking some supplements. I know that Brooks is probably going to go, Carl, I'm going to punch you in the nose now. Take some supplements to reduce inflammation, such as white willow bark. That's it. Very simple. 40, 40, 30. Make your carbohydrate choices predominantly vegetables, green leafy vegetables. Like Brooks just said, these are powerful medicine. These are powerful foods. They will add to the anabolic response as well. And to reach that 40% goal, you are going to have to eat some other things that may be a little denser, like yams, red potatoes, oatmeal, these types of things to reach that. Because let's face it, if you're a 200-pound man, you're going, in order to get 40% of your diet from carbohydrates, you may not be able to do it all from green leafy vegetables. And here's the important thing. Your caloric intake should be somewhere between 11 and 16 calories per pound of body weight. Look at the way you're eating now, find where you are, and be prepared to go up a couple calories per pound of body weight every couple 3 weeks. And make this 40-40-30 template how you calculate your macronutrients. And here's the critical thing, in my humble opinion, okay? If you can train in the morning and you follow the template that Brooks laid out, which is a brief, extremely arduous workout, and you are healthy and gotten your doctor's approval to train, and you know that you're metabolically flexible, you are not borderline insulin resistant, train fasted. Go into the gym, lift heavy weight for short bursts of time, finish your workout in 45 minutes or less using the templates that Brooks has laid out here, and train fasted. Have your first meal, and believe me, you won't have any other choice, immediately after your workout, and make it at least 50% of your caloric intake for the day. People are going to go, Carl, that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. I'm currently eating 2,000 calories as my post-workout meal. Don't listen to the bodybuilding crowd who's saying, no, make it a 300-calorie meal, and then a half hour later, make it. No, don't do that. That's counter to the evolutionary model. What we know about our ancestors is this. They worked hard to catch their food. Chances are they were really hungry, almost starving, because we know from Malin Watvey's model that the peptides that overcome fear are the peptides that are driven by hunger. You didn't want to go out and hunt until you absolutely had to. Okay? So they were hungry. By the time they got their food, they didn't go, you know what, let's have a little bit now, and then we'll have a little bit at noon, and then we'll have a little bit more. No, they ate past satiety. They ate because they didn't know if they were going to be able to drag this animal's carcass someplace safe, cover it up, and other animals would eat it. They ate as much as they could at that moment. You do the same thing. You use 50% of your total caloric intake as that post-workout meal. Then take the other 50% and cut it across the next couple, three meals. If you want to eat three or four times a day, that's fine. You don't have to eat five or six times a day. Trust me, you will stay lean. In fact, you will get leaner, and you will build muscle at the same time. I'm telling you, this is the way we were designed to eat. The rest of the day, you take your other calories, and you eat them in meals, as Brooks has described. Nice chunk of protein, some vegetables. If you need to get a yam in there, fine, do it. And then stop eating around 7 o'clock at night. So when you go back to the gym the next day, you are between 13 and 16 hours fasted. Now, everybody's going, Carl, this is ridiculous. We can't do this. What are the other options? I don't train in the morning. Fine. Then don't train in the morning, okay? But train when you're hungry. Be hungry when you get to the gym. If you have to train in the afternoon, time your meal so you're hungry when you get to the gym. I mean hungry. I mean, while you're doing your sets, all you can think about is, I can't wait for this to be over because I am hungry. And then make that meal 50% of your caloric intake for the day. Using the 40-40-30 template and shooting for between 11 and 16 calories per pound of body weight, find out where you are now and gently adding every 2 to 3 weeks a calorie or two per pound of body weight to your menu, and you will gain the muscle mass that this workout wants you to gain. Brooks, you have any comments on any of that?
Well, what I do is train in the evening, and the interesting thing in listening to what you do is that I'm very similar in that I usually train around 6:30 to 7 o'clock. Usually I'm starting training about 6:45, 7 o'clock. Usually train for an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. When I've had nothing to eat since lunch. No 4 o'clock snack, no pre-workout this or that. It's, you know, I'm 6 to 7 hours past my lunch meal.
And that's how long it takes for you to get hungry, I take it, right?
Yeah.
Good.
And when I am done training, I am ravenous.
There you go. That's the key.
In and I destroy protein immediately. Trudy cooks dinner, bless her heart, and I mean, I walk in the door, because remember, I train at home. Train in the garage, lock the garage up, walk down to the house, step inside, and dinner is waiting. And again, kudos to Trudy. But I'm just at the point of, you know, I'm going to sit down at the table and just start to inhale the stuff. And that is the kind of appetite that people who train basic compound exercises, hard and heavy, just what we've been talking about in the whole series, your appetite goes off the charts. And, you know, and a lot of people think what you do is you gain weight by eating more. And I disagree. I think you gain muscular weight, muscle mass, by training smarter, harder, heavier, which in turn triggers an enormous increase in your appetite. And then you eat. And you end up eating a lot more.
Well, and here's the thing. Dr. Wadfi pointed out in numerous emails that he and I have shared back and forth as I've been experimenting with this, that when you are starving and you eat, and this is the way the body is timed to eat, by the way, mm-hmm. This is the true paleo template. The body makes muscle mass much more insulin sensitive. Think about that. So the body is primed to build muscle. It's primed to reload glycogen. Now, one caveat. You cannot use this approach, especially if you're fasting. If you're fasting for 6 hours, as Brooks points out, you might be able to do it. But if you're fasting overnight and you're between 13 and 16 hours fasted when you train in the morning before this ravenous meal, you cannot do high glycogen demanding work like CrossFit or dragging sled for an hour or sprinting the hills. No good. Don't do it. You just hurt yourself. That's all. And your body's going to shut down because you're going to give it such challenges that it's going to think, uh-oh, we're in trouble. We need to pack away all the energy we can. But if you do these short bursts, 5x5 type template, and you do the 3 splits that Brooks has detailed, and you're in and out of the gym in under an hour, you will be starving. Eat 50% of your calories at that moment because it will all produce muscle and very little fat. And if you eat the rest of the day, as we detailed, you will not be spiking insulin for the rest of the day, and you will not be producing a lot of body fat. And I can tell you, I just had to buy new shirts and new jackets. I am now a 48, and I can see my abs. And I'll show anybody at the Ancestral Symposium, I'll show you. I can see my abs. I couldn't see my abs 2 months ago, and the muscle mass is growing. Even though I'm losing body fat, what does that tell you, Brooks? What am I adding to my body?
Sounds like muscle.
My jackets, my jeans don't fit my legs anymore. My legs are leaner. So what does that mean? The muscle is taking up the space now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Brooks, we have to pull the plug, and we may get questions, and we'll be glad to follow up with a part 6, I would imagine, if we have to. But hopefully people will get something. And I want to hear feedback from people. I want to hear people that are doing this. I really, really do.
I go double with that. Let's hear your questions. Let's hear your feedback. And to everyone who has listened, thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed today's show and the others in the series. And really, really appreciate, Carl, you're letting me be on the show and doing such a long and extended series. It's been great.
It's fun and it's helpful, and I think everybody's getting something out of it. Brooks, thanks so much for being on today, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Kellogg's Company may be our answer to labeling genetically modified food. How could that be, you say? Diana Reeves is going to explain. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Everybody's grooving, baby.
Is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely
absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know, many of us felt, we felt sad when Prop 37 failed in California because we knew that if that went through, food manufacturers would not be able to label food just for California. It would have affected the entire nation. And this is why so many big companies like Monsanto, Syngenta, the Kellogg's company threw money behind thwarting Prop 37. We're going to be talking now with Diana Reeves. How you doing, Diana?
Hey there, Carl. I'm great. Thanks for having me on today.
Good. And Diana is with an organization called GMO Free USA. Before we get into the whole opportunity with Kellogg's, talk about GMO Free USA. Where are you located? What's the mission of the organization?
GMO Free USA is a national organization. I say organization, but we're really a grassroots group of consumers. And we have members that are all over the country and actually now all over the world. And GMO Free USA was born out of my frustration last year. In the spring, we had a labeling bill in Connecticut that had very widespread bipartisan support, and we were really hopeful that it was going to pass, and there was a team of us that were working really hard to get the word out. And the bill died, and we believe it died because of pressure. I guess it was most likely what we believe was the threat of a lawsuit by Monsanto. Several weeks before, they had threatened to sue the state of Vermont if Vermont passed similar legislation. And when our bill died, we really never got any definitive answers as to what happened, but the bill was eviscerated by the governor. So my frustration stemmed from corporate bullying, which we believe was the cause that the bill died, as well as the fact that I had signed a petition that went to the FDA with over 1.2 million other people.
Yeah.
Asking for labeling, and I said, okay, it's time to take matters into our own hands. There's a better way to do this, and we're going to come together as consumers and speak collectively to food manufacturers so that they're forced to change their evil ways and stop using GMOs.
And I want to mention something, because I just had this conversation with a group that we're going to be working with the other day during a conference call. I said, look, I have no intrinsic beef with Monsanto. If Monsanto woke up tomorrow morning and said, you know what, people don't want this stuff, let's create and give them what they want instead of what we want and what benefits us, I would have no problem with Monsanto thriving and doing a great business if they gave us what we want. But they don't want to give us what we want. And on top of that, they want to sneak it into us. Think about this for a second. There are people up at Capitol Hill who are fighting to try to have a greater degree of labeling on supplements. Now, think about this for a second. This is the same people that say you should not be able to know whether you're eating genetically modified foods. Look at the hypocrisy in that. And what could that hypocrisy be coming from? It has to be from collusion and greed. It has to be manipulation of industry with government. And it has to stop. It has to stop. So
it has to stop is right. And you touched on a very sensitive issue for me personally, because my family has autoimmune disease. There are four of us that have celiac and three of us that have autoimmune thyroid disease. And we know that GMOs make us sick. So we've actually removed them from our diet. Our house is just about 99% GMO-free. And for me, I was sick for just about a year, couldn't figure out why I wasn't feeling well, and I kept thinking, my diet is so clean, there are no GMOs, I am meticulous about gluten, dairy, and soy because I react to all three of those, why am I sick? It turned out that there were GMOs in my vitamins and supplements. And once I removed those from my diet, within 3 weeks, miraculous things happened to my body. And
that's amazing.
The only change that I made. My body temperature returned to normal. My digestive issues started to resolve. I had chronic fatigue that started to lift. I had brain fog that started to lift as well. I had a horrible taste in my mouth every time, in the morning, every morning when I woke up, and that started to go, and my general health is miraculously improving. It's a slow healing process, but it's a little bit better every day.
And for those of you out there who say, and I love this, because when you get into this discussion, there's people out there who say, well, there are people starving in other countries and GMO can help them. You know what? Then give it to them. But let us know what foods it is in, what supplements it is in. We have the right to know that. In fact, this president is on record. We played the tape of saying that if he is elected, he will label GMO because people have the right to know what they're eating. He said this, and under this administration, Monsanto and companies like that have ravished us. They have passed more genetically modified foods than in any other five administrations before this. People need to be upset about this. I'm upset about it.
I'm outraged as well, honestly, and I'd like to touch on something you said. It's a fallacy that GMOs are going to feed the world. We don't need them.
Right.
They're not healthy, and they haven't been proven safe. And as a matter of fact, yesterday, there was a news story that we covered. In Japan, they have recently, using conventional breeding techniques,
I saw it. Drought-proof rice that not only is it drought-proof, but the worse the drought, the more rice it produces, and they didn't genetically modify anything.
You bet. In moderate drought, the yield is 2 times higher, and in severe drought, it's 3.6 times higher.
I mean, really? And so what? So you know what? And I got to be honest with you. We actually have an opportunity here, and I predict this 18 months ago. Those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time know that I said 18 months ago, we may see Monsanto go out of business in our lifetime. Because they're losing money. The resistance for their products is unanimous. Outside the United States, politicians are flying to other countries and begging, please buy GMO. And the other governments go, no, this stuff is dangerous. We don't want it. Even countries like China, who supposedly, according to the American government, abuse their people, won't buy genetically modified corn and grain. And so I said then, if the backlash continues, we could actually see a time where a company is too big to fail. Monsanto could go out of business. Then we heard some months ago that at their shareholders meeting, they lost 50%, the biggest loss ever, and shareholders are upset. Well, guess what? They continue to lose ground and money in this fight. And all they try to do is swindle us by getting corrupt politicians to let them feed us this stuff without us knowing it. This is their last bastion of hope. And you want to know what? It may not work. We may actually see Monsanto go out of business in the next 5 years. And I don't want to see them go out of business. I don't want to see all those good people associated with the company lose their jobs. What I want them to see is, you know what? People vote with their dollars. We better sell them what they want if we want to stay in business. That's what I want to see. You, Grant, needs to say, you know what? We took the wrong road. As a company, we can take the right road. Let's do the right thing. But he's not saying that. And until he does, I see this company going out of business in 5 years. That's my prediction. So.
Well, I sure hope you're right. In the direction they're going, I sure hope you're right. Because our health depends on it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the opportunity that the Kellogg Company presents us. We're talking with Diana Reeves. The website is GMO Free USA. And GMOfreeUSA.org. You can go there. I would imagine that you have a newsletter there, Diana.
We do have information up on resources for GMO education and our Kellogg's boycott, and we've recently added Gerber as well. And we're on Facebook as well.
Okay, so check out the website. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Could Altria supplement be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Down. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Those of you who are fans of intermittent fasting, you've got to try BioAge's Bio Superfood F2 Core. This is a great supplement. Take 1 or 2 capsules on that at the times that you're fasting and enhance the whole detoxification process of fasting. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad today to learn more. We're talking with Diana Reeves. And she is with GMO Free USA. Their website is GMOfreeUSA.org. Okay, so explain what's going on at Kellogg and why there's an opportunity for us, those of us who want to see labeling on genetically modified foods.
Well, Carl, while we believe that labeling is a critical part of the equation, and it is, because without a label, there's no audit trail, so to speak. I like to say that because my former background is a CPA. But there's no traceability, there's no accountability, and there's no liability. So we also believe that while we support labeling, there's a very, very powerful opportunity and that equal importance should be placed on consumer rejection. This is how GMOs were kept out of the food supply in Europe. They had some help getting the word out from Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we're on our own here. So we have to speak with our wallets. If we won't buy it, they won't be able to sell it. So while we tell everyone that they should avoid all foods that contain GMOs, we know that this is overwhelming at this point because we're at the point where 80% or more of what's on the grocery store shelves contains GMOs, and many people just can't deal with that. So the way we're handling it is we're doing a targeted, strategic, and focused boycott. And we selected Kellogg's as our first boycott. So you may ask, why Kellogg's?
Yes, that was going to be my question. But obviously I think I know because they are. Everything they do has some sort of GMO component in it.
Well, that's right, and there are several reasons that Kellogg's was selected. Kellogg's has been an American icon for over 100 years, and this company needs to stand up and be a leader and do the right thing. They associate their products with a wholesome family image,
mm-hmm.
and they primarily market them to children, and they're directly marketed to children
yes.
with their TV commercials. And for me, I have a problem with that because GMOs have not been proven safe. There hasn't been adequate testing. We're relying on 90-day studies that are done by the chemical companies that hold the patents on them. And I lost my first child to cancer. So unrelated to GMOs, but what it's done to me is it's made me extremely sensitive to anyone who puts children at risk.
Or focuses on children as part of their marketing, that they have to redouble their efforts to make sure that these children are not being put at risk.
You bet they do. And they're not taking that responsibility very seriously. They're not taking it seriously at all. So for me, that's a deal breaker, you know. So they need to be forced to stop their evil ways. And the other thing about Kellogg's is they don't want you to know what's in their products.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to know they're using GMOs. First off, when you call them, they'll give you a different answer every time. They seem to be tailoring their response to what they think the caller wants to hear. And second off, they contributed about $800,000 to the propaganda campaign that narrowly defeated Prop 37
right.
in California last
right.
November.
Right.
And they'll tell you lies, like they'll tell you labeling will cost you money and the price of your food will go up by 400.
You know what I find interesting when they say labeling will cost you money? But they have, what does it cost them every time they put a little, a banner ad on their box that says now contains, omega-3s? That costs them money too. How can they afford to relabel and change boxes and all that sort of stuff when it's something they want to tell us but not something we want to know?
Well, that's right. You know, changing their labels is a regular cost of doing business, and a little bit of ink really doesn't cost much. In fact, the $800,000 that they spent on the propaganda probably, you know, would have more than covered the cost
right.
of the ink.
Right.
So, and the other thing is we priced a box of cornflakes around the world, and we found that in many countries that have labeling laws in place, cornflakes were actually cheaper, and they were non-GMO. So it's all a bunch of rubbish.
So you're saying that they are producing non-GMO product for other people, for other countries, but not the United States?
They certainly are. In any country that requires labeling, which is another reason that we selected Kellogg's, we know that they're able to produce their products without GMOs. They do it, you know, in over 64 countries around the world now.
Okay, so what is it that you are doing? How is the boycott working? Who's actually acting on it, and what kind of results are you seeing so far?
We've had really good results. I'd just like to back up on
Please.
One point. I want to just let everyone know that we actually sent a box of Fruit Loops to a lab for genetic testing. So we are certain that they're 100% GMO ingredients. So don't let Kellogg's tell you otherwise. But as far as the boycott goes, we've been campaigning on social media, making phone calls, sending emails, signing a petition since last July. My goal when I started this was to start with 5,000 people, and that's where we were at the end of July. And we have grown significantly since then. So what we've done earlier this year, we did a campaign that we called Connect the Dots, and we paired the GMO ingredients in specific Kellogg's products. And the herbicides that they're heavily sprayed with human health problems that have been associated based on recently published peer-reviewed
yeah.
scientific studies.
Like glyphosate. We know Howard Vlieger's been on the show and the group in Australia that did that study. There's so many indicators
Carmen,
that
yes.
glyphosate is really very harmful. And the European study or the German study showed that high levels of glyphosate found in people's urine in all over Europe that don't even live near the country. So they're getting it through their diet.
It's so pervasive. It's in the water. It's everywhere. It's
okay,
disturbing.
So can we really make a difference by getting signatures. That seems to me not work with the politicians. They just toss that aside, which was indicative of what happened in Connecticut. You know what I mean? I mean, you guys had all these signatures, and they just gutted it and forgot about it.
The one thing I will say about the petition, it did get me in the door, because another thing we did was during Earth Day weekend, we were on the ground in over 70 cities across the country with posters and banners. We did what we called honk and waves. We just smiled and waved and handed out information about GMOs and Kellogg's use of GMOs. And I flew out to Kellogg's headquarters in Battle Creek, Michigan for the Earth Day demonstration. And I called them ahead of time and I requested a meeting with John Bryant, Kellogg's CEO. I told them that I was representing hundreds of thousands of families from across the country, and I'd like to discuss Kellogg's use of genetically modified ingredients in their products. I was told that he was unavailable, but they would be happy to accept our petition. So after we finished our three-hour demonstration on the corner directly across from their headquarters, I did get to go inside the building and deliver the petition. I also delivered a copy of the lab report on Fruit Loops for John Bryant's reading pleasure to clear up any confusion he might have about the ingredients in his products. So the petitions, we also delivered 930 pages of comments by people that signed the petition, you know, telling Kellogg's that they will not buy these products.
How many people actually signed the petition?
At that point we had, I think it was 22,000 or 23,000.
Wow, that's pretty
significant. So it was on a disc. We didn't do the paper thing because I don't believe in, you know, environmental stuff. So,
no, that makes perfect sense.
And I also delivered some of the, recent peer-reviewed studies. I printed them out and delivered those for his reading pleasure as well.
Did you ever hear back?
No, actually not. And the very interesting thing was, they know who I am and they were not happy to see me. So I think they have their head in the sand. When I walked in the door, the receptionist looked down, picked up the phone and said, "She's here." And when I tried to speak to her, she said, "I'm not allowed to speak with you." And she said, "Someone will be coming to meet you shortly." And it turned out that, the gentleman who came down to meet me, he was very gracious with a fake smile, and I shook his hand and I was really happy to be able to speak to someone. And I told him, you know, "I'm very worried about the children. You know, this is really, really a big concern that we're feeding GMOs to children. They haven't been tested." And I gave him, you know, a whole speech with a smile and very pleasant. And he thanked me graciously and he took the envelope with all the stuff. And then I asked, who he was, and she said she wasn't allowed to tell me. It turns out he was their global chief of security. Now here I am, you know, I was a 55-year-old mom, about 5'4", very pleasant and harmless. And they sent their global chief of security to meet me.
It is funny. But you know, this is what's frustrating about this. They're not getting it. They're not getting it. As far as they're concerned, we are all just a nuisance, an inconvenience, and they'll roll right through us. The only way to make this work is at least a U.S. complete and unabashed boycott of everything that is Kellogg's. We need a list of everything that is Kellogg's. Do you have that list?
I certainly do. And I would like to tell you that we are winning this war. Boycotts are very powerful, and Kellogg's first quarter earnings report showed that their sales missed forecast and they had started to slump. Their second quarter earnings report, which was released on August 1st, showed that their U.S. internal sales are actually down. And their overall U.S. internal net sales declined by 1.6%. Their morning products, which are cereals, waffles, Pop-Tarts, and other breakfast products, were down by 3.3%. And their U.S. snack foods, which is Pringles, Keebler, Townhouse, etc., they were down by 3.2%. So we are winning this war, and we're not going to back off. And we need everyone to join in.
We need everybody to boycott anything that's Kellogg's. Because
Give you the list.
You can keep eating the other garbage that you want to eat and ignore. Let's just focus on Kellogg's, because if we can make Kellogg's genuflect to the will of the people, we will win a significant battle that will go on. Because I'm going to tell you something. Kellogg's is hoping that they can just keep rolling on. And decades from now, when the news is out that GMOs really do cause harm, Kellogg is just going to say, well, the FDA said it was okay. And the FDA is protected by sovereign immunity. So while there'll be lots of deaths and lots of shortened lives and lots of misery because of illness, no one will be punished. The only way that we'll ever see the leveling of the playing field is if we can do away with sovereign immunity on a government level, so that crimes against humanity can be applied to politicians and agency members who knowingly do things that end up hurting people. Because you and I will go to jail if we hurt somebody, but Nobody at the FDA ever goes to jail for anything they do. Just look at Vioxx. So we have to make Kellogg's listen to us. We have to boycott every Kellogg's product and let everyone you know know. And if we can do this and Kellogg's caves in, then the other companies are right behind. Right behind.
Absolutely. The dominoes are going to fall. I totally agree with you.
And we don't have
to go over some products.
Yeah, we don't even need labeling then. We can force their hand. Because this is, you know what's astounding to me, Diana? I didn't know Kellogg's labels their boxes for other countries, but not us. What's wrong with them? They're an American company. They should be providing Americans with the top quality of all their services.
Totally agree.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you will email me the list. I will put it up on my blog and send it out in our social media and email list to get the word out. And we really do need a concerted effort to boycott everything that is Kellogg's. And we have to spread the word around. I want people to share this information with all their friends and family members as well.
Yes, please, because we're going to win this. It's just a matter of time.
Have you had any negative repercussions? Anybody who hasn't liked the idea of what you have started here?
I don't believe so. Nothing that I can really think of in a negative way. Most people are very grateful. Yeah. There are a lot of people who are a little bit hesitant, you know, to tell everyone around them because not everyone understands, you know, what the repercussions of eating GMOs are. But they're getting over that. What we are doing is we are really developing activism.
Well, and we're educating. This is
and
part of the problem.
For
you know
sure.
what? We have to educate people first because
that's a big part of our mission.
Yeah, they won't believe anything if they don't understand it. So you have to educate them first. There's no doubt about it.
And when you tell them that their food has been sprayed with Roundup and that the EPA keeps incrementally increasing the allowable levels of Roundup on their food, it gets their attention.
Never mind that. 2,4-D is next.
Yeah,
ask anyone who had a relative in Vietnam who died from Hodgkin's disease as a result of being exposed to Agent Orange, if they want to eat it on their food next, and they'll tell you the truth about how horrible that stuff is. But once again, the FDA says, well, a little bit won't hurt you. Just a little bit won't hurt you. Anyway,
we have to put our foot down.
Yes, and we can. We vote with our dollars. Diana, I want to thank you, and I want to invite you back on the show anytime you have an update, okay?
Thank you so much, Carl. Have a great day. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you. Take care. And also want to thank Brooks Kubik for being on the air today to do part 5 of the Building Muscle Mass, the Dinosaur Way. Please send questions to onair@superhumanradio.com. Put Brooks Kubik in the subject line so I know why you're emailing, and we'll get those questions over to Brooks, and we can do another follow-up episode to answer some questions. And please, on my blog, I will have the information to help boycott Kellogg's. Really, if we all do this one around the world, we can actually show these manufacturers that we will not be fed the garbage just because they want to feed it to us. Very, very important. Okay, thanks for listening, and see you next week. I'll be at Ancestral Health Symposium the rest of the week. Have fun.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.